If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Please, Velu.
Come on! Это за шутка?
Это не шутка. Я же сказал, the Americans are very tricky.
Come on! Come on!
Tell me if it's not out of fluid.
Come on! Come on!
If you want to live, in whatever sick, twisted game this is, you're going to stop it, and you're going to free our friend.
Then I'm afraid you're going to have to kill me. Because your friend is already dead.
Come on! Come on! Come on!
Talking Stranger Things together forever. We're loving Stranger Things. It's Stranger Things forever. Rewatching season 4 from the start to the finish. It's Stranger Things forever. Every podcast we do will cover just 10 minutes. Stranger danger everywhere. I hope that you people still care. It's time for me to do it. Let's get to it. Come on, everyone.
Good morning, stranger friends. How's everybody doing? Welcome back to another episode of Stranger Things Forever. I've got to get used to not singing that after a couple weeks from now, because I've been doing that so much recently. I've been podcasting so much about 10 minutes of Stranger Things at a time that it's going to feel weird talking about an entire episode. But you know what that means? That means much longer Stranger Danger episodes. So I hope you have hours and hours and hours free to not only watch the episodes, but then come and relive them with me here. I am curious to how many of you watched the premiere last night and watched the first 5 minutes. I'm not going to talk about the 5 minutes at all. I did a whole separate thing on that. So I want to respect anyone who's avoiding that and not mention it at, not like go into any details at all. I just will say that I watched the premiere. If you didn't listen to that episode, I watched the red carpet. It was long, but it was okay. The thing that annoyed me the most was these emojis that people kept clicking and popping up on the screen while I'm just trying to watch the video, but that's okay. I tried to win prizes. I didn't know how to do that. I had fun texting with my niece. I heard from my brother that she was like, she lost her shit because she gets so excited about what happened. And we were texting theories about what we just watched. It was just fun to see some of the new actors and see our friends out of character as their real selves, which is always weird. Because you get so used to seeing them as the characters you fell in love with, you forget, oh wait, they're actually people. What I typed in Stranger Things on Google News today, and unfortunately you see watch the first 5 minutes, and then every headline is, oh, David Harbour and Millie Bobby Brown, they hug, they share a laugh, they seem friendly at the premiere. And I saw one article where it's like, you know, some of these reports have been inaccurate, but we do want to make sure that, you know, we always make sure that it's a safe, friendly, you know, set, and that we take care of people, make them feel comfortable and make them feel, you know, welcoming and safety. I think they basically, the Duffers and Sean Levy didn't go into great detail about anything, but they did say, you know, we definitely take that kind of stuff seriously. That's all they said. At one point, I thought, oh, they're not going to have David Harbour there. You know, he's been going through some stuff, you know, in the news himself, but there he was, seemingly himself, seeing the two of them laugh. And you think, again, those, whatever reports came out recently were for something that, you know, happened apparently, like, was it over a year ago? Whenever they were filming, it was a while ago when they started filming season 5. So maybe in their world, they figured it was handled, things were fixed, and people have moved on. And then the report gets out and it's like, it's all stirred up. And again, I'm speculating now, which is not, I'm not helping it either by speculating, but I'm not, you know, the Hollywood Reporter, Deadline, People Magazine, or the BBC, which are the four headlines that I see when looking at that really quick. But it was just fun to watch last night. Now push away real world stuff and just focus on the Stranger Things stuff. It was fun to see everybody. It's funny because even when they film and then you see them now, the kids, like, they look older and older every time. And I'm trying to think who I didn't see. Forgive me, I'm not going to get their names. I'm just not. I know some of their names, but we saw our main kids. We saw Gaydon Matarazzo. He was there. Millie Bobby Brown. Then we saw Sophie Sink, Caleb, and Finn Wolfhard. Ooh, Caleb I'm not even going to mess the names up. We saw them together. We saw Steve and Robin together. Again, you know their names. But I don't think we saw Nancy and Jonathan. We saw the actors, but I don't think we saw them, like, we saw them on the red carpet, but I don't remember if they came up and spoke, unless I took my dog out at that point. I might have done that. It was a cute night. They had a lot of people at the red carpet, like, cheering and fans and people dressed up, and I was texting my niece, wouldn't it be funny to see all these young people, and then an old man in his Stranger Danger shirt, hey, over here, pick me, and they would have been like, security, we need to escort this man. He doesn't seem to be, he seems to be trying to fit in with these young kids, and we need to have him removed immediately. I would be like, no, stranger friends, no. And then one person would recognize, I know that creepy voice. That's Mike. And then I'd be free and yay. And then I get to meet the Demogorgon. And it turns out to be a wonderful, wonderful adventure. Also, along with the first 5 minutes of Stranger Things 5 we saw last night, it was Stranger Things Day. So we got a couple things throughout the day. One, not specific to, you know, Netflix or Stranger Things, but it was the actor who plays Ted Wheeler shopping at Target in the 1980s. I thought that was a fun commercial that tied in, you know, the fact that Target and Stranger Things are you know, working together with those promotions that I sent pictures of recently. And also just to see Target in the 1980s. I didn't have a Target in our neighborhood, like, growing up. I don't think I had Target. I don't think we had Target in my world until the 2000s, to be honest with you, which I guess nowadays is still 20-something years ago. But I'll put a link to that commercial in the show notes, which, because I thought it was fun. And another thing I wanted to mention was we saw a sneak peek at another Stranger Things adventure. And you know what that means, right? That means another Stranger Danger adventure. We saw not a trailer, but like a little behind-the-scene glimpse at a brand new show coming to Netflix in 2026, Stranger Things, Tales from 85. We saw some of the animation style, and we learned that it's taking place between seasons 2 and 3 in 1985. And up on the IMDb, we see some of the cast. Now, nobody from the actual Stranger Things show is reprising their role on the animated series, which actually is fine because it's 1985 and these kids' voices have gotten deeper. Some of the adults could have done it, but as of now, we see nobody returning. But that may be like a fun sticking point. Like someday, like the voice, the cops, Powell and Callahan, I could see one of those actors coming in and be like, oh, they have them, or Mr. Clark. I could see him coming. And I mean, I'm not just saying this because they're, you know, like, oh, these actors need work. No, I'm saying it because of the fact that these are adults who voices haven't changed, and I could definitely see them being just brought in for these small little roles for 10 seconds. But let me go through the cast really quick that is listed on IMDb. It's not a full complete cast yet, as far as I can tell, but it has most of our main characters. We have Jolie Huang Rappaport, or Wang Rappaport. She is best known for, she was in the Watchmen series. She's in My Adventures with Superman. So I've heard her voice before, and she is playing Max. We then have Benjamin Plesala, if I get any of these wrong. He is playing young Will. He already looks much older than Will, but there he is. Now, he's done a lot of voice work too. Wild Park, Haunted Hotel, which is a show I want to watch on Netflix. It looks kind of fun. A lot of voice stuff. I wish I could be a voice actor. Ready? Watch this. Hi, I'm SpongeBob's friend, Jim. Pretty good, right? All right, then we have one person I actually recognize, Elisha Williams. He was in the TV show The Wonder Years, the reboot of The Wonder Years from a couple years ago. He is playing Lucas. Then we have someone named Lucas, Lucas Diaz, playing Mike. He was in things I don't know, nothing I know, but again, voice stuff. And then we have Brett Gibson, not Gibson, but Gipson, G-I-P-S-O-N, and he's playing Hopper. And to me, that's a very important role because Hopper has such a distinct voice. I hope this guy can pull it off. He's done Shameless, SWAT. So he's done acting and voice work. Interesting. I hope a lot of mostly acting. He played bodyguard in NCIS Los Angeles. Then we have Braxton Quinney, my favorite name. I like that first name, Braxton. He is playing Dustin. So that's a very important role too, because you got to be kind of goofy, kind of nerdy, and also kind of cocky all together. That is Dustin in a nutshell. He's a smart ass, but he's also insecure in certain things, but also very secure in other things. And that's why he has become such a fan favorite over the years. And last but not least, well, then there's someone named Odessa Azion, but she is not listed as a cast member. I'm going to guess she's Nancy just because she seems like an older girl, but a young woman, like, and not, you know what I mean? Like a young woman. So I guess that would fit. I would say older girl, young woman. I don't know if that made sense, but you know what I mean? And Brooklyn Davy Norset. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but she is cast in the big role of 11. Dun dun dun. And she's only done one other thing. We crashed the WeWork miniseries. That's the only other thing she's done. But very cool. She's landed a big role. So that's it. I just wanted to talk about those things really quick. And now, without any further ado, let's not waste any more time because I got to get to work soon. Let's get to the next 10 minutes of The Massacre at Hawkins Lab.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So I feel like in this 10-minute block, there's definitely dialogue, but it's like secondary. There's no real important dialogue in this 10 minutes, but there is real emotion and real fear and real relief. And of course, my favorite thing, which is reunions. There's all of that. And a lot of it's done without saying anything. It's just reactions. And, you know, it's that show me, don't tell me of a good story, a good movie. Yes, the dialogue is there, but the dialogue is not there to drag us along and teach us everything. The dialogue is there to complement what we are seeing, and what we are seeing is complete anarchy at first. We're in the prison in Kamchatka, and Murray pulls the gun on the warden. He's like, "What the hell are you doing?" And I love, he goes, "The Americans are very tricky." And he goes, order that thing, you know, to kill it. You know, you got to kill that thing. You got to save our man, get our man Hopper out of there. I don't know if I got that right. And he's like, "Well, then you might as well shoot me, because your friend is good as dead already." And then the door opens and all anarchy cuts loose, because it's quiet for a second, and then boom, the Demogorgon comes out and just starts ripping through all these other people. And you can see the look on Joyce's face, like, "Oh no, it's happening. We're too late." The Demogorgon, and Hopper can't get the thing lit at first. So the Demogorgon's running roughshod on these poor, poor, poor prisoners. And then all of a sudden, Hopper gets the torch lit, and that freaks the Demogorgon out a bit. And then you see Murray's like, "You got to shoot, order your men to shoot it." He goes, "Look, if I order my men to shoot it, I'm seen as a traitor and I will be shot. So you just might as well shoot me." He's like, "You don't think I'll do it? You don't think I'll do it?" I don't think he'll do it either. And he doesn't do it. Instead, he drags the warden into the back. And while Hopper and Dimitri seem to be the only ones still alive, because Dimitri gets by Hopper, Hopper keeps, you know, fending the thing off with his torch. They get to a door, and one of the guards is about to shoot them, and the other guard's like, hey, that they cannot get through that barricade. Do not worry about it, all right? Let the monster feed." But inside the control room of the prison, Murray brings the warden in, and he and Joyce are standing there. Oh, and Yuri is still just kind of standing there as well. He's hopping along. He's kind of like comic relief at this point. They go into the control room, and Murray's like, "Order your men to open the door. Oh, I'll shoot him." And the guard is like, "If you open the door, you condemn us all to death. So I cannot in good faith do this." And Murray's like, "I got to give it to you commies. You guys, you know, you stand by. Like, you don't break." And so he then does basically what you didn't think Murray could do. He kicks ass. You know, you start on the plane, but he does it again, where he hits the warden, does karate to a bunch of different guys, and takes them all out. And it is awesome. Then they just see a bunch of buttons, and he takes his glasses off of Yuri, puts them on, tries to figure out the right button. Joyce doesn't care. She just starts pressing everything. Then finally, down in the prison, the gate opens. The gate opens, and Dimitri and Hopper get into the gate, and luckily the door starts closing, but the Demogorgon's right there, and Hopper just winds up and throws the fiery spear into the face mouth of the Demogorgon, and I don't know if the thing's dead, but it looks completely like freaked out, and it's like, "Burr, burr," you know, it's falling and all over itself. The door closes, and they're safe from the Demogorgon, but from one prison to another. They're locked, and they thought, "Well, we almost made it," until the door opens. And then we get probably one of my favorite moments of this episode, one of my favorite moments of Stranger Things. I don't know. It is just such a beautiful moment where the door opens, and you see Hopper put his fist up like, "All right, I have no weapons. There's nothing we can do. I'm ready to fight for my life." And we don't see who's on the other side of the door at first. All we see is Hopper. And we see this look of like, "Huh?" And we see this like he's in shock, and his arms just go down. And then the camera pans over, and there you see Joyce. And in the background, you see Murray. And they just look at each other. And Joyce just runs into his arms crying. And Hopper like grabs her. And you could just see he's in shock. And he looks at her. And then he like pulls back and he looks at her like, "What is happening?" And then he leans in and he puts his head on top of her. He puts his face on top of her head, like almost like to breathe her in. And it's just a moment where he's still in shock. He's, you know, it's still crazy. But then you see this like smile come upon his face, like, "Oh my God, like something good happened. Oh my God, like I'm not condemned. I'm here. I made it. we've made it so far. It's not perfect yet, but I can't believe it. I get to see her again. It was just beautiful. And it was only the first reunion of this 10 minutes. So that was wonderful. Then we jump over to our Upside Down crew. They're riding their bikes through the Upside Down, you know, down streets. Now they look over and they do see the Creel House, and we see lots of bats flying around there. Steve's like, ooh, that's not good. But they finally make it to Eddie's trailer park. And Robin says, like, I think that's a record for the longest interdimensional bike ride ever. And then they go inside to the trailer, and there it is in the ceiling, this big red glowing gate in the ceiling of the trailer. And Eddie's like, that's where Chrissy died, like right where she died. And they said, there's something in there. And we see something poking through, and you think, oh my God, it's a monster. It's some sort of tentacle. And then it rips through, and they're like, everyone freaks out. And you see a pole sticking through, and a pole is like jabbing through, you know, making space. And they walk over and they look up into the hole, and they're like, oh my God. And there you see smiling on the other side of the hole, on the other dimension, looking up at them as well. So it's like a mirror of looking up and seeing people that are, they're not like on top of the hole looking down. They're looking up because they're, it's literally flipped over. We see Max, Erica, Dustin, and Lucas, big smiles on their face. Hello. And they're like, oh my God. And Robin says, oh, this is trippy. And that's where the 10 minutes ends. It fades to black. And it's like the perfect moment where this 10 minutes ends perfectly, where we see major reunions. They figured out a way to get the Watergate crew out of the Upside Down. And we got, more importantly, we got Hopper and Joyce reunited. So that was a spectacular 10 minutes right there, filled with adventure, monsters, and some interdimensional fun. And that's it. 10 minutes in the books, another 10 minutes. Now I'm thinking to myself, oh, Mike, wait, tomorrow might be a little different. I don't know if I can do two tomorrow because Saturday morning, taking my dog to daycare, and then my wife and I are going to go do some craft shows. We're going to hit a craft show. We're going to hit, we might hit a thrift store. I mean, we like to do these things. That's adventurous to me, to hit this. My wife's school has a big craft show in November every year. It is huge. It takes up the big gym, then it takes up the cafeteria, it takes up the hallways, and then you can do this thing called the Festival of Wreaths. My town has the Festival of Trees, where she goes every year, and you, like, people make all kinds of Christmas trees, and you can, like, put raffles, you can buy raffle tickets to try to win them. Her school does the same thing with wreaths. Now, I always want to get the wreath that has, like, scratch tickets on it or Dunkin' Donuts gift cards on it, because I'm take the wreath, throw the wreath away, and keep the gift cards. But, you know, some of them are pretty. Anyway, that's what I'll be doing tomorrow morning. So there's a good chance that while I thought today would only have one episode, it's tomorrow and possibly Sunday. Well, I don't know, because I am a busy boy on Sunday as well. But look, no matter what, we're getting through this, and we are getting one step closer every day to completing this mission, which we will do. We will complete it. I apologize for my morning voice. I am halfway through my first coffee, and I haven't had my spicy V8 yet. Yes, I love a good spicy V8 every morning. It's tomatoey, it's spicy, it's breakfast. So I'll talk to you tonight. I promise I'll be back tonight, barring any unforeseen circumstances. I should have another 10 minutes to discuss more Massacre at Hawkins Lab with you this evening. But until then, you can follow me on all the socials at Geek Mentality, except on TikTok, which is Geek Mentality Mike. On TikTok, you can follow the show at StrangerDangerPodcast.com. And that's because all our episodes are found at StrangerDangerPodcast.com on the web. But if you want to listen to my other podcasts, go to fans.experts.com. You can find it on YouTube at fans.experts and on Facebook at fans.experts. But just go to fans.experts.com and see everything I do. And you can see, oh, that's what he's doing when he's not doing Stranger Things. What a nerd. That's right. I'm a nerd. And this nerd will be talking to you nerds later tonight. But until then, thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. And remember, there's nerds like you and nerds like me. We are the nerds all over the world that help keep Stranger Things alive forever!
Fans, not experts.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.